Hey everybody, before we get started, I do have a small message from one of our fellow podcasters.
RPG Major is an actual play like no other.
Welcome to Snapdragon Landscaping and Investigations.
I know you guys handle mysteries that are non-standard.
I think that one of my coworkers is a changeling.
I was conjured. I am the Pirate King Fabio from the books.
You're not asking the questions that normal people ask.
Can I do a quick check to figure out if this man is a ghost and doesn't know it?
Sure. I'm gonna need a discipline check.
Oh no!
Give me a... Actually, if your song about this is good enough, it'll just happen. So make it a good one.
Cause it's not just magic tricks. This ritual is dead.
That's right. It's a musical, but all the songs are made up on the spot.
You're not lying to me.
You've seen me try to lie.
Now raise your voice and take your place in this world.
I never wanted to hate you. I never wanted you to be gone. You have to understand that I don't know how much I can even trust you right now. Do you know why I even came here today?
I lost you.
Mystery, storytelling with heart, and new songs every week. Subscribe to RPG Major.
So, if you get a chance, give them a listen. Thank you very much, and back to our show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your scheming casino lord and humble narrator. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean and I play Forz, the level 8 shifter, and I got a 10. Mav.
Hey, my name is Mav. I play a level 8 swashbuckler, and his name is Dosh. I rolled a 3. Damn it. Marshall.
Hey, this is Marshall. I'm playing Keegan, a level 8 samurai. And I got a... Oh no.
No.
Oh,
yes!
One right there. That's a 1.
I got 1-1 and
a, harder.
A 4. Woo! That's not great, but better than it could be. Oh, man. Jesse, why don't you go?
Sure. Hey, everybody. I'm Jesse. I'm playing Oswald, a level 4 Inquisitor, and I got an 18. John, take us home.
This is John playing as Lucius, level 8 human sorcerer, and I got a 9.
All right, Marshall, how about them recaps?
All right. Let's see. Last time was kind of a info dump episode for us. We met with our lawyer and had a good meal that we ended up paying for. We talked about... kind of what our next moves are with Justin, who called Forz previously to that, but we're going to have a set up a meeting, it sounds like. And at the moment, I believe some of us are taking a nap and some of us are shopping to get a few things because we were up for quite a while. I don't think there was anything much more than that last session. Anybody else have anything to add?
Am I even
here? It just got really quiet.
I'd call that good enough. Watch the last episode if you want to know what we were talking about. Ultimately, we're going to meet up with Justin Burkane here in a little bit.
Yeah, we decided a lot of stuff that we did that we didn't decide to do. Like, we still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we do. We're playing it by ear.
Yeah, we did definitely decide that, I think. So I think we decided we were going to go talk with Justin and negotiate terms with him to, I believe we were going to kill two birds with one rock, is what Lucius kept saying.
Two birds with a rock.
And get a time soldier, as well as see if we can find proof for a sprite that Justin is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will even turn out that way. But ultimately, we're still progressing towards what can we do to exit this whole situation without being arrested and not having Typh kill us and or everybody that we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More options, more better.
All right, I guess while everybody's asleep, Dosh and Oswald out on the town. You said you're going shopping. What are you getting?
I look to Oswald. What did you have in mind? Some talk of sleeping bullets.
Yeah, that's definitely something we should be looking into, is like, if we were going to try and make someone appear to be dead without it actually killing them, what would that be? Whether it's a poison or a magical effect or something. I'm not really sure where to start with that. We could try bombs for bros or some kind of weapon shop, but we might want to talk to, like, I don't know, people with more experience in this kind of thing.
Maybe I brought up that I have a clip of alchemical bullets that you can apply alchemical effects to. Maybe you grab that and take it to an alchemy place.
Sure, we could have that along in our pocket as a starting point. I'm not alchemically inclined, so I don't know what the range of options would be there.
All right, go to a shop. Neither am I. Going to a freaking CVS, talking to somebody that does no shit about nothing.
Hey, I've got this clip of alchemy bullets. Can you change them for different alchemy bullets that do something different, but I still have the same bullets and they cost me no money?
Shampoo bullets, you got it.
Yeah, I guess we can stop at Bombs for Bros first and see what they say. I don't think we're going to get much, but we might be able to pick up some general supplies too.
Yeah. It might also be worthwhile to get like some stuff that will help us disguise ourselves or hide, like some holo cloaks or something. I know we don't have like a specific plan yet, but it seems like every variation of our plan involves us getting out of town in a hurry without being identified, and something like that might help.
If they accepted the Taroshin accepted the duel, the rules, that means he accepted all of the rules as well, and so assassination is legal, right?
I guess.
In our empire. Not here.
It's allowed according to the terms of the House War. That doesn't mean it's legal according to the laws of Golden City. That's how I'm understanding it. Like, I think, like, if we kill Taro Shin, the Kabuto Syndicate won't, like, have any standings to, like, say that we broke the rules of the House War, but the cops in Golden City can still absolutely throw us in jail.
That's how I was seeing it.
Well, let's go blow some stuff up. I mean, let's go get some bombs.
Yeah, that seems like a good contingency to have, no matter how it turns out.
I've been pretty well stocked on grenades for a while. But
did you bring those with you?
They're inside my dimensional pockets in my owlbear cloak, which unfortunately are usually in a coat check.
So you smuggled explosives through customs.
Sounds like that worked.
Awesome.
Swinging by Bombs for Bros. Yeah, entering in, you'll hear the cheery pop corporate music that fills the air as you get the standard, "What is up, my bros?"
Hi. I kind of look to Dosh. Have you ever been inside one of these places before? I've always let Keegan handle this.
What are we looking for tonight?
Do you guys do bespoke explosives?
Don't know what that is, bro.
Dosh just... Yeah, right. I'll say, do you do custom... orders.
Cosmetic? Yeah. Yeah, we can make anything look like something else.
No, do you... If I wanted a specific kind of bomb made in a specific way, could you do that?
No, we don't do custom orders like that.
Do you have anything that is, like, non-lethal? Stuff that'll, like, knock somebody out?
Oh, sure. You can have a present for a nephew or something?
More like an uncle I don't like.
Yeah, they have a non-lethal section.
All right, I'll wander over there and see what I see.
Do you have anything that creates a silence effect?
I'll ask, are you looking for a silencer?
No, we're good. You answered my question. Thank you.
Can make something that will make sure that nobody can hear anything afterward.
Yeah. But yeah, no, plenty of trophy hunters up here use non-lethal means to take down a bullet to get a good picture before letting him back out and loose into the wild. They do have knockout bullets. Effectively, that have a small chemical component to them that can knock people asleep.
Nice. Let's get lots of those.
Sure. They're 200 credits each.
Per bullet?
Yes.
Woof. Okay.
Let's buy a secret pistol.
I think we have secret pistols. But those are just like non-lethal damage. It's not the same thing as knocking somebody out. We want something that's going to be like roll a save and then go night-night, you know?
That's true.
The bullets sounded like they make you go to sleep.
Yeah. Sure, let's get like 20 of those knockout bullets.
Hell yeah, and he'll put them in your cart.
Now, let's say I wanted to, like, film this and, you know, post it on the Constant later, but have it look real. Like, you know, I took down some kind of dangerous bullet or something, right? Are these going to look like a regular bullet when they go off? Or are they going to, like, explode in a little cloud of pink smoke and sparkles?
No, they're going to fire like a real bullet.
Okay. What else do we need? Smoke grenades? How are we doing on that kind of thing?
I don't have any of those.
I'll get, I don't know, 6 smoke grenades as well.
Right on, my dude.
Every time I ask this guy, campaign. He doesn't give me an answer, so Dosh is mad.
And wreckers.
Yeah.
He's literally answered every question you've asked.
Not to the quality that I expected from a place called Bombs for Bros, okay?
I serve a legitimate bro. Give me the correct answer.
You've got to ask the questions better.
Right, yeah.
I need something that can do a lot of damage but make very little noise. Eh?
This is why we have Keegan come in.
Keegan's exhausted.
Yeah, obviously none of you guys are fluent in bro.
Huh.
But, yeah, how many grenades?
6 smoke grenades seems like enough.
Alrighty.
How much will that be?
1,000 credits.
Alright. What about things that will stifle arcane magic? You have anything like that?
No, we do not carry Devonzane bullets, and we never have, and we never will. Those are dangerous items, my friend. You should stick with a safe grenade.
How about, like not less an explosive device and more like a triggered trap type thing? Something like if you get too close to it, like it sets off like an illusion or a projection or something like that? Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, you're looking for like a holocube, holoprojector?
Maybe. I'm not familiar with that, but that might be what I'm looking for. How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, he'll explain the basics of it, that you choose an image, program one in with your datapad or HCOM, and click the button on the side, and it projects the image.
Well, that's pretty
basic
neat.
Ones, yeah, the very basic ones don't make noise or anything, but they do a perfect hologram of a still image. More expensive ones have more options.
Okay. How much are we talking for these?
Standard kind of starting model, we're looking about 1,000 credits.
Okay. And is that adjustable in terms of like how big of a display it's giving? Like, could it be a fairly like small display that it shows?
Yeah, so, you know, he'll take a picture of himself, do a selfie, plug it into the holocube and throw it on the ground, click the button, and it will create a static motionless image of himself mid-selfie pose.
Hmm. All right, just quick, because this is just reminding me of my line of work. When I go to an electrical supply house and people are asking the employees there like what these products do, they tell them to get out of line and go to a Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
just saying. It might be an idea. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't belong here.
This isn't Bombs for Pros. This is Bombs for Bros. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get, like, the pro 10% discount here.
I'm going to ask him, what's your favorite number? Bomb?
I'm a big fan of the glitter bombs.
All right. I'll take a glitter bomb.
I'll get one of those image holoprojectors. I think one of the basic ones will probably do what I'm considering.
Okay. Yeah, he'll package everything up. Does anything need to be gift wrapped?
Yeah, could you gift wrap the holoprojector?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, how big is this thing?
Think about the size like a mandarin orange.
Great, yes. Gift wrap that one, please.
Will do, bro.
Thank you, bro. Can I track down a holo cloak somewhere?
Yeah, you'd be able to find one of those. You're looking at 2,500 credits.
Cool. Yeah, I will buy that as well, and I think I'm good from there.
Alrighty, we cut back then to the morning time with continental breakfast. Keegan at the waffle maker.
Woo, waffle maker.
But it's bright and early. Or I guess actually what you guys took a nap during the daytime, so
you did.
Oh yeah, it's evening. You're headed for evening, right?
Yeah, so actually this wasn't the graveyard guy.
Yeah, this was the morning guy.
No one buys bombs in the morning though, so he's kind of the graveyard guy.
Yeah, it's the graveyard guy at the end of a shift. That's why he's like, what? Silencers? I don't understand. What do you guys... Come on, guys. I just got to go home. It is mid-evening. You wake up, Forge. You have a couple missed calls from Justin Brucane.
Ooh, someone's desperate.
Did he leave any messages or just the missed calls?
There would be one message to call back or head to the Abelus Maze when you are ready.
Okay. And was that the last call that came in or the first call that came in?
The last call.
Okay.
Looks like he tried to reach you about twice around lunchtime.
Okay. is Lucius up?
Yes. I'll be all groggy, like trying to find like a source of water to put in my coffee cup or a source of any liquid.
All the ice is melted in this bucket.
I'll take it.
Keegan's just getting dressed and getting his stuff together. How armed do we want to go into this?
All the way.
Gotcha.
Probably end up in the maze dealing with some extra planar demon thing, so.
I know I plan going all the way. No coat check for my owlbear cloak.
It looks like I got a couple of missed calls from Justin. But it looks like we can just head down to the maze anytime we're ready.
Oh, we should think about going to the Continental Breakfast and remembering this, like, evening. Get really sad all of a sudden. At least I got a taco bar there.
What do we think Justin is going to do with this time flare, if we, or this whatever this thing is, if we do capture it?
I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us.
Force it to erase people?
Right, but who? Like, rival casino lords?
Yeah, whoever he wants. Which is why everyone I voted to not actually do that. I think it would be a stupid thing to do, to go and try and capture that guy. If he wants that thing, he can go get it himself. Yeah. I'm more than happy to be allowed back into the maze under the auspices of us capturing it, but I'm not for it.
I'm with you, I think. I just want to get in the maze and help out, right?
All right. Yeah, that sounds good to me, too. I also want to capture a time flare or give it over to somebody.
Also, I kind of just want to piss off Justin Brucane. I haven't met him yet. He just has a punchable name, I think.
Hi, I'm Justin. Bam! No offense to any other Justins out there.
It's not the Justin aspect. It's like the whole thing. Like, I don't know what it is.
The title of Casino Lord.
That helps. Yeah. That helps.
He probably has some pretentious middle name also.
He just looks like Ted Cruz.
Now that guy's punchable.
And the Zodiac Killer?
Oh. I mean actual human Ted Cruz.
Actually. It's called Pulp.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's call Pulp. Pulp.
It's like I need to take a shower every time I get out of that guy's car.
Exactly. Okay, guys.
Smells like hairspray and booze.
Oh, I was definitely picturing like patchouli and like grease and like stale beer.
Stale is the key word, I think. It just is everything stale.
Okay, well, with nothing else then, yeah. You call and Pulp will arrive. Hair is a bit of a mess. Collar is kind of scuffed up. He'll be wearing a heavy set of sunglasses.
Is it nighttime?
It is.
God damn it. Dodge just shakes his head and slides into the front seat.
Hey, Pulp, you look like you had a good time.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Why are you guys up so late? Early? Where are we going?
We're going back to the Abelus Labyrinth, sir.
You'll definitely see the few cigarette butts floating in the coffee next to him as he takes a swig.
Ugh.
I'll give him a hand. I'll erase the taste of coffee butts.
Leave him in there so you got the texture.
No, I can't just mash those away.
Yeah, not like Maychand. You'd see the box of leftovers you gave him has been eaten.
Good.
And he goes, all right, going back to the scene of the crime. All right.
Alleged crime.
Yeah, he'll wink. But he'll drive over quickly in the evening traffic. You can notice he's keeping the radio conspicuously quiet and doesn't say as much. But once you arrive, he'll... Am I waiting or am I good to go home?
I think you're good to go.
All right. And he will head out.
I'll start walking in.
Entering back to the Abelus Maids, you will see the same floor manager from before as they're working, but you will be approached by a couple members of the Hands. They're green armors, and you can see in their, side holsters, large kind of, almost like two-handed pistols, gold cat specials.
I'm assuming we all went through the subdual weapon chip thing on this one, right?
Correct.
Coming in. Do these did these guys have that?
They do not.
Okay, good to know. What are they again? Red Hand?
So they're just called the Hands. They are the Seeker variation here in Golden.
Okay.
So they're like law enforcement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We did not see Hands here in the casino last time we were here, right? We just saw like casino security?
Correct. Where's Kella?
Here.
Follow along, please.
I'll be following behind.
Yeah, they'll lead you all to the elevators before turning a key to switch it so that they can access the executive suites.
I will pay attention to where that key goes after it's used.
Back to their belt.
I'm looking around for any other guys, any of these Hand guys around that, like, further back at the bar, or just these guys?
Just these two. You do see the standard casino security at the bars and kind of walking around, but...
How about anybody from the Kabudu Syndicate?
You see a few out at tables, but none of them that seem to be paying attention to any of you.
Sounds good.
You'll exit out of the executive suites. You can see the large screens, pools, the hot tubs and spas that look out over the city as you're heading back towards a large void glass screen that seems to shift between various pictures and stills of Golden. Sunset views, pictures of the gate and whatnot as they form kind of a wallpaper screensaver look on the large void glass that slides open to reveal the office of Justin Burkane. Justin's about a human, 5'8", with dark brown hair, blue eyes, kind of a square jaw, and a nose that looks like it has been broken a couple times.
That punchable face.
But please, please, take a seat, all of you.
I'll sit.
Yep, I'll go and sit down.
Is there anything we can get you? Anything to drink or...
Sorry, I do. Detect secret doors is divination, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So all the alarms. Yeah, I'll take a fancy drink for an android.
Okay.
The king will be standing behind Lucius. I'm not going to sit.
Yeah, once the drinks come in, standing at the very back of the office, so the void glass side that you entered from, you would see a fairly well-decorated, dressed kind of like in Hands, though, with a few more kind of pips on their shoulders, and wearing kind of a large-brimmed hat, a Corlian that silently waits at the back of the room. As once you all have drinks, Justin will thank you for taking time to meet me.
I was going to say, I think I'm letting Forrest take the lead, since he is the one who's actually invited in here.
Yeah, I'm just letting him go.
Okay.
I got nothing to interrupt with yet.
Well, that was quite an impressive run you did.
Thank you.
I am very impressed. Most people just wander around having fun, finding drink rooms and things like that, but you seem to have a goal in mind, or at least found one along the way.
Yeah. Just before going in, Lucius said that he was going to be putting some money down on me, so I had some motivation.
I'll smile.
Yes. And he'll look at his desk. As you can see, it's kind of illuminated with names and info. Lucius Estebold. And then he'll go down the list, and you must be Dosh, Oswald, and Mr. Creek.
I'll nod.
So I brought you here, hopefully with the intention of creating a mutually beneficial situation for both of us. One of the rooms that you found in the maze, you opened a door that, well, I had no idea was there. And after much research and looking into it, there's something from that door that I would like. Now, I know the Kabuto Syndicate has brought charges against you saying that you cheated on this, and I'm pretty sure we can get those waived or taken care of so I can get you your money if you can do me the favor of getting me that creature. Now, of course, that's not really fair right now to you. Of course, you think you already owed the money, and you are, so I've probably got to put a little bit more on this to make you want to do it. I'll double it.
My eyebrow raises. And then I forcibly shove it back down like a cartoon character.
One at a time with each finger.
Right.
You get me this creature, and you'll get the money that you rightfully won, as well as a bonus from me.
What do you know about this creature?
I know it's fast. From watching the videos that we'd placed in the rooms, it seems to not only be fast, but seems to be able to see slightly in the future. It reacts to things. At least that's the information that we could get from the video. Though your ally here, Forza, has encountered it.
I didn't know you encountered it. I thought you just knew about it.
Yeah, I saw him. What do you want him for?
I mean, if you really need to know, I want to try to take advantage of a creature that has natural divination abilities to kind of hedge my bets.
You see a video of this creature?
Yeah.
Can you pull it up?
Yeah, he'll put it on the screen behind you guys. The large Corleon will move out of the way, but we'll show the clip of Claire and Fours as the creature seems to almost move instantly across the room, swinging its sword as Clarifor's dodge out of the way before running into the room, and the creature chases after.
While they're watching the video, I want to appraise the room and see if there's anything off, anything that kind of stands out. I'm trying to like use the video as a little bit of a distraction.
Okay. We're appraising to see if the room seems off, like, as in...
Is there any, like, paintings that seem like there might be a thing behind it? Like, it's not as high quality as the other paintings, or, like, just kind of like that.
Okay, I mean, if we're literally trying to find secret doors, it's going to be perception.
Okay.
If you're trying to appraise and get a value of, like, wealth or worth or things of note, then yeah.
Did they do away with search?
Yeah. Yeah. A 9.
Yeah, a fairly minimalist office. There's just a nice painting of a forested beach that's over on the left-hand wall, where you see some books and minor kind of like trophies, pictures and things like that, more keepsakes. But yeah, that is my offer, Fours.
In the office right now, there's us plus Justin, and if I'm remembering right, you said two of the hands came in with us, as well as this big Corlean guy with the military pips?
Correct.
That's weird. Oswald is going to take a big slurp from his milkshake and then ask the Corlean, hey, who are you?
Sheriff Blank.
Well, that's scary.
We heard about him.
And I'll take another big slurp from my milkshake.
I'll speak up to Justin. You say that there's some sort of entity that has divination. Can you please enlighten us on this? I feel that hopefully we're owed an explanation of everything that we're getting into. I guess that I'm under the assumption, based off of what Sprite was saying, that he had been trying to manipulate this thing before. Maybe he knows more about the thing that he's trying to time play.
I think Sprite thought there was something going on, but maybe not necessarily this thing.
Yeah, I think this might be separate to what Sprite is suggesting.
I thought he just literally said that he wanted to time play some divination guy.
No, he was saying he wanted the time player because it has divination powers.
Oh. Okay. I'm Can still, I... based off the last episode, I was still thinking that there was like two extraplanar entities or something like that going on. So,
I mean, there still may be.
Yeah, at least there could still be.
But we were just thinking that last episode.
Well, Sprite thinks there may be some entity that is like bending the rules of probability, possibly in Justin's favor.
Like he's got a contract or something that he's doing on the side with something.
Can I, like, sneakily reach into my pocket and flip on my HCOM to record?
You can go ahead and give me a sleight of hand versus their perception.
I would like to try that.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Oh, total of 16.
All right. So the sheriff does not notice, and neither does Justin.
Oh, thank God.
But Justin looks on and... I do have equipment to help you capture the creature, as well as equipment to help keep you defended from it.
I don't understand why he wants this creature. Has he indulged that to us yet?
Because it has divination powers, and he wants to use those divination powers to be rich.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that right? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, effectively, okay. What he's saying is...
It can see slightly into the future, and he wants to leverage that for his ends as a casino lord.
That's what he said. I don't know. That you could have ulterior motives, right? But...
Yeah, he might not know everything this thing can do or exactly what it is. It doesn't sound like he knows exactly what it is.
Okay. It sounds off because Sprite seems to think that he's already using something for divination. So it just seems weird to me.
Oh, it is weird. But
yeah,
that's why
that's why it's still on the table that there's actually two things down there.
And the powerful want more power. So if he's got something going on one side, he wants this thing for something else because look, it's another shiny thing.
Or maybe he's already... Yeah, there's lots of maybes. We don't know.
We were told that Justin's Brucane rise to his power has been pretty, like, meteoric for Golden, right?
Right.
I'll kind of ask him and, like, try to, like, in a cheeky manner, but, like, your success has been rather explosive. Why do you need a divination monster?
Well, I'd like to see what my team can glean from it and make sure that others don't have it.
I'm a sense motive. Just to see if there's anything. I believe he's actually telling the truth on that, but I want to see if he's holding back. So I rolled a 15. Man, our dice are shit today.
It seems a direct and honest answer.
Okay.
What will you be outfitting us with? If it's not too much trouble to explain.
I have 4 sets of balanced engineering dimensional anchor handcuffs to help lock the creature in place and prevent it from shifting through time, as well as a meat shield, as they're casually called, but they're balanced engineering electrodynamic force fields to help protect you from the creature.
All right. We'll need to have these limiters taken off our weapons.
Yes, absolutely. Once you get into the maze.
The creature itself has gear, which I would like if we're capturing it.
Is the gear necessary for what it does?
I don't think so.
At least for right now, that seems somewhat agreeable, though we'll have to bring that up once we actually capture the creature.
What have you been calling it internally with your crew, other than the creature? Do you have a name for it?
We do not. The creature was not here until whatever Fours and their friend found or unlocked in there. But the planarologist that I've spoken with seemed to confirm that it is a creature that does see through time, and, well, like I say, I want to see what we can learn from it.
Is there anything else like this, or any other tricks? Not tricks isn't the word I'm trying to say. Any other surprises in the maze that we should be aware of?
Nope. Once I send you down there, I'll have it all locked up, so that way the rooms don't change or move. You should be able to go right back to where you were for us. Of course, if you open any doors, you'll open into whatever rooms you do happen to find. But I'm not intentionally planning any surprises for you. If I could honestly have this all done here this afternoon, then we'd call this a win.
Well, it seems pretty straightforward. As straightforward as an interdimensional being inside of a maze inside of a casino can be.
Excellent, excellent. He'll walk around the desk and kind of jump up and sit on it. And excellent. And let me get the supplies in here and start getting you guys fitted to get down there.
Sheriff Blank, you must have dealt with folks in the city using divination before. I know you probably have never fought anything like this, but do you have any advice for us on how to deal with somebody who's relying on divination?
Put a bullet in them fast.
I'll nod.
But a couple of members of the Hands will come back in carrying the four sets of dimensional anchor handcuffs, which they'll sit in front of you on Justin's desk, as well as what they're about, belt buckle size, the force fields that can be clipped on, and effectively what they will do is they give you 25 temporary hit points, a +2 deflection to armor class, and +2 resistance to all your saves. It does recover 4 temporary hit points each round, but once it hits 0, it takes an hour before it can recharge again.
Dope.
But it is a move action to activate.
How long does it stay active?
8 hours.
Okay. Dang, that is slick.
That's nice.
Yes, we have a good working relationship with Balanced Engineering. Their prototype program has been a great boon to us.
Hmm. I wonder if that's how they got their... you got so rich so fast.
Are they just being funded by another country?
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
I mean, it could also be like using tech to achieve, like experimental tech to achieve things that normally you would need magic for. So, like other casino lords would be cheating if they used, you know, divination to like rig games, but he's just got like tech that's complicated enough that nobody can tell he's rigging the games.
Heading down from the executive suite, you guys will go through the main casino floor. You can see the maze is still closed, locked off from casual visitors. You can see the nacho trough is now replaced with a pierogi trough.
How many other hands do we see around the casino floor? Is it just the ones escorting us?
You have the two that are escorting you, Sheriff Blank, and looks like once you come back down, there's 4 others here in the crowd.
And do they all have a key card attached to their belt? Like the one that I saw the one hand used to go up to the executive suite in the elevator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, leading past the crowd, they'll take you into another elevator that leads down to where you get to the green room before the maze. Once down there, the two hands will begin removing the subdual blockers on your weapons.
Thank you.
The ones here will ask if you want escort into the maze or you want them to wait behind here. We don't want to step on any toes.
I think we know where we're going.
Yeah, waiting back is fine. If we need backup, are you... Okay, going to be available?
Yeah, they'll give you a sliver contact number.
Cool. That'll be just fine.
How will they know how to find us in the maze?
None of the rooms move, so we can just tell them the room number, and they can find the fastest route.
I'm sure they'll be watching, too.
Oh, I've never been in here. I don't know how it works. I don't know if a room number is good enough.
I mean, we're not going to be wandering around. I know where we need to go if the rooms aren't moving. Did they say what the layout is locked at, I imagine?
Layout's locked at the last layout, or was that when it was active?
Okay, well that makes things easy. Was my maze run the last one that was active, or?
Yes.
All right.
that's why he's been calling and trying to get us to go do this right now, because while we have been not doing this, the maze has been out of the rotation and he's not been making any money from it.
Right.
So I'll talk in our slivers, so it's not out loud. So how are we planning on getting out of this?
My current plan revolves around that sword.
We just want the sword? We don't care about him having the divination monster enslaved?
Well, I mean, if we got that sword, we can erase that dude.
Which dude?
Justin?
Justin.
Okay. Why are we erasing that dude?
He's enslaving outsiders. I mean, you asked me if there was a way to get out of this.
Is he enslaving outsiders? I thought that was like a theory that our lawyer proposed as like why he might want the time flare.
Well, that's what he's doing if he gets the time flare.
Yeah, that's what we're currently actively doing.
Sprite was also kind of suggesting that far as something, another creature that isn't the time flare, that he might be doing that.
Yeah.
Too.
Hey, Fours, was this time flare, was it hostile towards you when you first met it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And did it give any indication of why?
I think it was because I wasn't supposed to be there. Like,
that
he was doing the job.
Weren't supposed to be there, as if you're not supposed
to
be alive.
And Claire wasn't, you know.
I'm just remembering about how we had you resurrected.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that might be, yeah.
Mm.
But you think, Forrest, that it was hostile towards you and not Claire?
It didn't seem to be a big fan of either of us.
Okay.
But the area is familiar, Forrest, as you all enter into the maze itself. Though it's not turned on, you're not getting the fun underwater ambiance or the, background music setting for the creepiness of the Aboleth supposedly hunting the halls.
Kind of like when you go on a dizzy ride, but the things are turned off.
Yeah.
Like all the studio lights and scaffolding are visible.
You're on It's a Small World and none of the animatronics are moving, and it just somehow is creepier this way.
How many corners are there, Oswald?
Too many. Way too many.
Yeah, there are quite a few right angles in here.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm feeling good. I'm happy. I'm a refreshed Oswald, who is a positive outlook on life. And this maze isn't going to bother me. And I'm going to listen to some happy music to prove that to myself. Sort of put in some earbuds.
All right. Well, I honestly, my memory's a little foggy, so I'll be retracing my steps a little bit. But I am going to be leading us to the fountains room.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and give me then your survival. See how easily you find that room specifically again.
Also, just to put this out there, I'm in the black armor, not the Punch Junction armor.
Okay.
29.
All right. Yeah, easily done. With the 29, you're able to basically follow those steps like it was just a couple days ago. You find yourself very quickly at the fountain room. Opening it up, that's where all of you will see two fountains here in this courtyard that are spewing kind of a dirty water at each other. One is a bird, one an alligator. The walls in this room, it's like you're in a small courtyard that'd be between like four apartment complexes. So you can look up and see blue sky, but all of the walls seem very flat. You know, like a background texture in a 64 game.
Huh.
I'm going to sliver to the hands that are waiting and say, we got to use divination down here. We're not going to set off any alarms, are we?
You'll get the... Give us one moment.
Thank you.
And after a few minutes, you'll get the... You're all clear. Divination alarms have been removed in the maze.
All right. And I'll look over to Lucius and be like, okay, do your thing.
I do my thing.
Find all the doors.
Yeah, casting detect secret doors in here.
He's blinded by the amount of doors.
My eyes! Oh, God!
Looks like there are three in here. Two underwater in both of the fountains, and one about 40 feet up on the left-hand side, overlooking the courtyard.
Yeah, I'll point them out.
You guys want to check those doors? I'm going to, if we have drones with us, I'll be...
No, they wouldn't have given you game drones.
Okay.
What are we looking for? Are we at the point now where we're opening a door and expecting to maybe see this creature?
I remember seeing some sort of serpent thing that was totally separate from the time flare. What was his name again? It started with an A, and I'm spacing on it.
Oh, the time flare's name?
Yeah.
Olamanth.
Olamanth. Yeah, it was something else that I saw in here.
Hmm.
So I wanted to check that out because, you know, we've only got so much time in here.
Okay. Well, I can go check that one that's up there.
Please. Check the ones underwater.
I will fire a grapple up to that door that's 40 feet up and open it.
She'll climb into the fountain.
Yeah, opening the door further up. Looks like it opens into a maintenance shaft.
Looks like a maintenance shaft up here, guys. No big serpenty thing, no scary guy with a sword.
The water smells a bit foul, Keegan, but climbing into it, the doors here are a little bit harder open because there's a bunch of water on them. But take your time here, pulling them up, water will rush into the hole before at least the one here with the alligator on it has a set of rung ladder that goes down into lower parts of the maze, maybe.
Okay. This one's just a ladder. Looks like it goes down pretty deep.
Do the entire pond when you open that up? Or fountain?
Yeah, the whole, all the water starts pouring into it.
Nice. Maybe it'll make the other door easier. I'll keep that one open and go to open the other door.
Okay.
A shout out to Oswald. Any signs of anybody using that maintenance access?
I will investigate for maybe footprints in dust or the absence of dust or maybe like scuffs around like where a key might be used, anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and check. While you're doing so, Keegan, opening up the other door is easier as less water is kind of being recycled back between them. But this will also be a ladder set that goes down into the depths.
Another ladder.
Oswald?
Total of 13 in my perception.
Yeah, checking around, you're just not seeing it. Maybe there's just not enough dust. Maybe it's because these rooms move a lot. But it doesn't look like it has been specifically used recently, or it does not look like it's been abandoned.
Yeah, I can't tell, Lucius.
I'm going to slide on my peeker goggles and switch it to see invisibility, if it has such a feature. I think I need to get that back because that's what I was using originally. I'm going to take a look around.
Yeah, the long veins and tendrils that extend out from the fountains wrap up and around them and start to spread themselves and are going up the walls as well. You can just feel that faint, or you can see that faint kind of throbbing in it as it's moving something around inside of it. But with both doors open, you can see more veins kind of squeezing their way out.
From the ladder, where the ladder's where Keegan is?
Yeah, from both the ladders, veins are starting to come out, some wrapping around Keegan and running up the back of his armor.
Hey, Keegan, you want to get out of that hole? And I'm going to hand my peekers over to Lucius and point out.
Yeah, I'll climb out of the fountain.
I believe I described it to Forz as the smell of like a Kmart kids swimming pool plastic kind of tinge to the water.
I'll take a look at it and detect magic.
Oh, the whole room glows.
Yeah, I probably stunned myself.
But yeah, you can see the veins as they are kind of wrapped around a bit, spreading across the ground and up the walls.
Is there anything I can do to try to understand what this is?
It's not like anything you've seen before.
And I doubt it's human.
Better roll check on that. Yeah, and I'll convey that to Forrest. I've never seen anything like this. I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, same.
Everything is magic in here.
It's something I didn't have a chance to look into the first time I was here. And it's also what I thought of when Sprite was talking about a thing. Do the tendrils seem to be originating from...
What are you guys talking about?
Are you still up in the maintenance shaft?
I'm just hanging out by the door, 40 feet in the air, waiting for us to figure out what we're doing, yeah. So I don't know anything about these veins you guys are seeing. This is...
Yeah, I'll wait for you to come down.
All right.
Are the tendrils originating from the ladders down?
They're definitely like they coming out that way, but you can see that they had already kind of pushed their way through the floor to wrap around the fountains.
Okay. I kind of like to see where those originate.
Do we have a hand go down there? Tell them that we saw a demon go down those things and we need backup?
Yeah, you guys should go down first. Me and Daphne will go check out the bathroom.
There's a kitchen this way, right? Make a 30-layer sandwich.
I guess I'll turn into a Great Dane and go down the ladder.
So what, that's I'm Veronica? Is that what it is?
Velma.
Nope.
Yeah, I wanna check it out. If these things look like they're I don't know. Just watch my back. But I'm gonna leave the peekers with no, I'm gonna take them.
Yes, right.
Sorry. I'm gonna take them and go down. Do both the ladders go down into the same? I guess there's no real way to know, so I'm just gonna pick the closest one.
All right, heading down the bird ladder, you will descend about 40 feet before you'll get to a locked room. You can see the electrical panel on the outside that has a high level of technological security on it. The sea invisibility down here does show the veins coming through the walls and spreading out from around the door, though they don't come through the door directly. And this far down in the darkness, you can see that they all have blossoming from the veins like flowers or crystalline skulls that seem to shake with liquid inside them.
What the hell?
Drink it.
Oh, crystal skull vodka.
And only Forrest sees this, right?
Correct, because Fours is the only one down there currently with sea invisibility on their peakers.
Right.
I don't feel... are they the tendrils getting up on me? Do I feel any different?
You do not feel any different, and yeah, taking specific notice, the tendrils, when they do touch you, they move away from you quickly.
Okay.
Can you take a picture of them through the peakers?
Send you guys up some images?
Yeah.
I can finagle that.
At least we have evidence of it. We can look into it later. Maybe Sprite will have an idea. If we want to tell her that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't recognize this, but maybe they do.
Yeah.
I will try and patch in what I'm getting in the viewfinder of my peekers, sending those to the gang's HCOMs.
Okay, yeah, you're able to set that up easy enough so that all of you will get that ping for you can see what Fours is seeing.
Is the door technological panel a balanced engineering?
It is.
Okay. So if he was already hooking up an outsider to a milking machine or whatever, it's probably on the other side of this door.
Do you feel
my humble opinion?
Do you feel confident enough about trying to get in there?
I'm starting to wonder if he knows half of what he thinks he knows about this maze.
I mean, is this whole maze made by Balanced as a testing site for their stuff?
We just keep finding stuff he didn't know was here.
Yeah. You could just be their plausible deniability, Mook.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like you can crack into it?
I'll take a look at the panel.
Yeah, it looks like it requires a card key as well as biometric identification. So requires a sample of blood or an eye scan, thing like that.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if I can mimic that guy's retinas. I don't think I got a close enough look.
How much explosives do we have? How badly do we want to get in there?
Yeah, do we request? Yeah. I don't see the request to access this room is going to go over well. Just a feeling.
No, if we ask him about it, they'll.
But all right, quest item added to log. Justin's blood. Got it.
I mean, that'll be harder to get if we use the sword on him.
True. There's definitely going to be an order of operations to things.
Gonna have to eat his brains to gain his knowledge.
If you want, I can send this over to Sprite and see what they have to say about this skull, juicy skull tree.
Man, I don't know yet.
Can signals go out of the maze?
Right now with the maze disabled, yes.
All right. Yeah, you can give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's a thing.
I'll look at Lucius and like shrug. I'll just send a text with a picture to Sprite and say, does this mean anything to you?
They're watching us on the cameras, give each other knowing glances all the time with no sound. Is audio working in there? They're not saying anything.
It'll take a moment, but you will get that response back from Sprite of, excellent, do you have more?
Maybe if you could tell me what I'm looking at.
Yeah, Sprite will respond back with a shrug and curious emoji, and that's not my expertise.
It would be help you and I greatly if you could find someone who you trust that does have an expertise.
I'll see what I can find.
Thumbs up emoji.
Good to have allies.
Yeah.
I'm going to look around down here to see if there is a second ladder shaft coming down, like if the both ladders lead into the same chamber.
No, based on kind of what you're seeing here, this ladder comes just to this room.
All right. So this is bird door, and I think we got to check that other ladder. So I'm going to come out and head down the alligator door ladder.
Yeah, heading down the alligator ladder, getting to the bottom here. A similar door, though with your sea invisibility, you can see that this one has a lot of pre-set up invisible sigils on it. The veins do not come out from behind this door, though they do protrude through the walls, though they do not seem to be able to touch the door or the runes around it.
But if I didn't have my peekers on and I could, and this place were lit up, it would be completely invisible?
Right, it would just be a normal looking door at the end of this maintenance hatch.
I see. Same panel lock?
Yes.
All right. Think we might have to come back to this.
I don't think it's a bad idea. At least we understand that's here.
And now I think we have to find a classroom. I feel like there was a classroom with a janitor closet that led into the astral plane. We gotta find that place next.
This is great. It's just you going back through all the stuff you got to miss and like really digging into it.
I got to reload my quick save.
Oh, he's not here. Let's move on to the next thing.
Forge, as you leave the alligator ladder climbing up, the walls will for a moment feel like they compress around you, like a throat for a second. You can feel kind of a warm breath come from below before everything kind of resumes. Nothing really shows up visually, but it's more of a feeling you get.
Oh, like dread, or I don't know, I suppose if someone was...
Yeah, like you feel like you're not alone, you know, like you've ever, you know, been out camping and kind of that, when you go stand in the darkness, look up the stars by yourself, that feeling of when you hear like probably a raccoon, but could be anything.
So very comforting.
Very.
A raccoon, a wolf, a skinwalker, who knows?
I do think though that getting to the classroom is where I might be able to find either the memory of how to find the clock room, or just, we'll see how that goes. The clock room is that already it's something that needed to show up, right? Or is it, if everything stopped, could I theoretically get back there?
You could, yeah. Issue?
Okay. We'll skip that. We'll go to the clock room.
All right. Very well. Yeah. Moving through the halls. Go and give me your survival again.
15.
Okay. This takes a little bit longer. You get kind of turned around a couple times.
Start to second guess myself. We got to go back to that classroom.
But you will eventually find it moving through these halls. And as you come around the corner, with your peeker still going, you can see the veins are wrapped around the outside of the clockwork door. Amongst it from those crystalline skull-like flowers, you'd see a clump of them together, crystalline skulls that seem to almost form a caterpillar-esque in their form and shape, as all the skulls help move across, kind of waiting outside of this door.
So all the body segments are skulls?
Correct.
All right. Now here's the tricky part. I think I was watching Claire open the door, and I may not remember how to open it. just to let you guys know. But when I approach the door, how do the little skull worms react?
Yeah, folding in on themselves, the liquid inside begins to glow just a bit, as they will shift from sea invisibility to all of you can see these creatures.
Well, God, I don't like that.
Their crystalline shape and the jingling of the liquid inside the skull heads as they hiss, showing and revealing a row of spinning razor-like teeth that reflect back a spinning ring with flame in them. But the creatures will hiss and shriek. You will feel the maze itself shakes a little bit in response to their screams as the creatures move towards you with violent intent. Go ahead and place yourselves on the map and give me initiatives. As the bundle of crystalline skulls shriek and move towards you all, Oswald, you are first to react.
Oh, golly. I don't like these things at all. and I don't know what they are or what to expect from them. I'm actually going to draw my seeker pistol and just take a couple shots at the one closest to me. I think that's the play. 10 to hit.
It bounces off the crystalline skulls.
Yeah. And second shot's a 6. And I'm going to back away.
All right, the one closest to you here, Fours, that's guarding in front of the door, will turn its mandibles and mouth towards you. It begins breathing in, much like a Kirby, as you can see all the crystalline skulls pulling air into them. Give me a reflex save.
Happily. 23.
All right, and do you have evasion?
I believe I do. Let me double check. It's like, that seems like a totally reasonable thing for me to have, but might not. A leaden silence reveals I have no such dodgy abilities.
You take 3 points of damage as it seems to form kind of like frostburn, kind of like crystals seem to form on your skin. It gets pulled off and pulled into the mouths, tearing away like a dozen small like paper cuts all over your arms and exposed skin.
Ugh.
Keegan.
I will step back and place myself between one of the creatures and Lucius and shooting at the one directly in front of me.
Alrighty.
As I pull, and I will be shooting with my auto rifle, which I pull out as I back up. Bam! 22.
Alright, yeah. First shot tears across it, breaking and cracking into some of the skulls. The creature still continues to move.
Okay, that was 12 damage. I think I just get the one shot off this go.
Alrighty. Dosh.
Are these humanoid creatures, or are they caterpillar creatures?
Caterpillar-like piles of crystalline skulls filled with liquid.
Okay, and how big are they?
They're roughly the size of a horse.
Oh, Jesus. And it just, one just attacked Fours. Was it like a beam or a spit?
No, it's, like I said, Kirby-esque as it inhales. Oh, and skin from Fours seems to go into it.
Oh, God. I'm going to use a move action to turn on my meat shield, and hopefully when it does its meat sucking, it doesn't get me. I know what I said. And, oh, shit. I'll use my standard action to move and engage with the one next to Fours. Come up beside Fours, pass him a little bit, and stick in hand. Not attack it, but run up and engage with it.
Okay. Fours.
How high are the ceiling? How high is the ceiling in here?
I mean, you're in the hall, so
you know, how tall does the do the walls go?
What it was about? I believe we said it was about 20 feet with you and Claire that you were running and jumping off of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might want to climb up the walls, but I don't know I don't know the range on these things, Kirby's. So I guess I'm just gonna move. I'm gonna just move in swinging because that thing stole my skin. So yeah, I'm just gonna do an unarmed strike and see what we're dealing with here.
Alrighty.
23 to hit.
You will hit.
Right. Woo! 9 damage.
Yeah. The crystalline skulls are what? They are warm to the touch, each individually.
Gross.
Lucius.
There's 3 clusters total, right? One right back. Let's see. Can I pull out a grenade and prime it for, like, one round without it going off? Or, I mean, what I'm really trying to do is, if one of them's going to start sucking in a bunch, maybe they'll suck in a grenade. And I'm trying to do that to the back one. But it seems like it's too many actions to try to prime the grenade and be ready to either chuck it or mage hand it at it. Am I right on that? That's more like a 2-round thing?
Yeah, I mean, you can... you could move to pull it out and then basically ready an action to throw it.
Right. I thought you had to prime it, too, and that was, like, another action.
It's generally part of the throwing process.
Okay. So I'm going to be paying attention to the one furthest back, and hopefully I can try to chuck a grenade at it while it's sucking in. And seeing if I can't take advantage of that, so I ready in action.
All right, very well. The one further back will drift forward and upwards, and will attempt again to pull off some of Forza's skin. Lucius, go ahead and give me your ranged attack roll to throw the grenade.
Oh, get ready for this. I rolled a 2.
Oh, gosh.
Hell yeah.
Do you not have any base attack at all?
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. I had like three to that.
Hot potato Keegan, what?
If I rolled a two, right, then it's really going to be like a five. 1 second. sorry, a six.
Throwing the grenade as far as you can in here, it is going to bounce next to the creature and shift off a bit in a random direction. All right. So as it's inhaling in, Fours, go ahead and give me your reflex save again. The grenade will follow the path to it as it'll bounce off its teeth and over to the side, where it will land between the two skull caterpillars, one of which Dosh is fighting. All right, Fours, you'll take half damage, so you'll only take eight. And then which grenade did you throw, Lucius?
Just a frag grenade.
Okay.
Just a frag grenade.
Yeah, just a...
Just watch the shrapnel.
Well, it could have been like a plane of fire whatever grenade.
Yeah.
A wrecker.
Here you go.
Yeah. The hope is it would just suck it in.
Right.
But I don't think that... I think wreckers are pretty large. So I don't think I would hope that it would suck that in.
They're definitely not pocket bombs.
Yeah, I think they're about the size of a dinner plate.
Very well, so the frag grenade bounces off the creature, landing before exploding. It will fire a reflex save from Dosh and Fours and all three of the caterpillars. The DC on this is 15.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you will take half. So you'll take eight piercing as chunks of stone. Oh, nice. And Dosh, you have evasion?
I do.
All right, so you'll take nothing. Alrighty. You can definitely tell that the grenade does cut them up pretty badly, with the one that you intentionally hit taking the brunt of the damage. The other one, versus you, Dosh, it'll open up its massive maws. All the crystalline skulls on the side of it also open their jaws, screaming and yelling together as it attempts to bite you with a 22.
Misses.
All right. Yeah, its sharp teeth will leave a section in the air that seems to disappear for a moment where it bit down before the plane naturally fills back in.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's ominous as hell. So is the one that's farthest away, you said that kind of climbed up a little bit? It's up in the air a little bit?
So the one furthest away from you on the other side of Dosh and Fours is directly on the ground. There's one on the wall that is fighting Fours, and there's another one coming down from the ceiling that's fighting Dosh. Okay, or coming down from the top of the room, as the rooms on here are all about 20 feet up, and so you can get on top of the rooms if you're wanting to.
Okay. I would like to fire a grapple and go past the one that Dosh is fighting and end up on the wall next to it and take a swing with my sword.
Okay. Will this provoke?
Yes, it will.
Alrighty. It will attempt to bite at you. With a 17, we'll miss.
Yes, it will. And that gives me some momentum. And I will swing with my sword. Whoop. Actually, plus two more for flanking, I think, with Dosh. Gets me to a 16.
A 16 will bounce off its thick natural hide.
Alrighty. Well, that's me then.
Alright, the one in front of Fours reaches out trying to bite at your arm with a 27.
God damn. just against my regular AC, we'll miss.
Alright, yeah, you're able to nimbly step out of the way. As you can hear the clanging of all the jawbones snapping together as they try to bite at you, leaving that same gap in space before it heals up. Keegan.
Let's see. I'm going to take two more shots at the one in front of me. So it's going to be a 27 to hit.
Absolutely will.
16 damage.
Alrighty.
And followed up with an 8.
Yep, that one goes wide, bouncing off down the hall.
Okay, I'll take a 5-foot step. But actually, I'll stay here. If things go sideways, I can get Lucius out this way.
Alrighty. Dosh.
Yeah, I will enter into two fighting styles, stick style, crane style. Looking at this thing, I want to try to, I mean, this might just be rolled as an attack roll, but I want to try to see if I can sunder one of the glass skulls.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Swing my golden staff down upon the crystal skull for 19, for a total of 33.
Hits.
Six. Okay, that's not right. for a total of 21 damage.
Alright, yeah, you deal 21 damage to it. It does crack a skull. The silver liquid that kind of drips down on the ground forms kind of glass-like patterns in the stone that's broken up already from having the grenade having gone off in it. But the liquid quickly evaporates.
That's my turn.
Alrighty, Fours.
That grenade seemed effective. I kind of want to just get out of here. Are these things, do they move kind of quickly, or do they seem like they could just follow me out of there?
They seem to be able to move, you know, what? They do not seem like they are long distance sprinters. They don't seem directly fast.
Okay. Yeah, I was just as far as just trying to withdraw from this.
Yeah.
Then I don't really expect to be throwing very many more grenades.
You don't?
I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody else. And I thought like maybe it would suck it up, but like I'd have to roll good. I don't do that. And I have a finite amount of grenades, right?
Right. Well, they're not subdual grenades. Like we weren't planning on using those on the time flare anyway, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm not having a discussion like this. No. I'm going to... Yeah, sorry. I'm just weighing out my mind. I'm just going to attack here. If I'm closer to it and it's going to bite at me, I think I'd prefer that over trying to get... So a 25 to hit, followed by a 12.
The 25 absolutely hits. You can tell this thing is leaking a lot from various skulls. Jawbones are starting to fall off and break. And like any part separated from the whole, it stays there for a moment, but evaporates shortly after. Lucius.
I will try to help Forz out shooting the monster that's in front of him. So I pull out my heavy pistol, and bang, I got a total of 19. So I guess that would be a 20 since he's within 30 feet of me.
And a 20 is the exact AC, and 6 kills it.
Nice.
In true John fashion.
Kill steal.
Good job, boss.
The one down below, Oswald, will begin inhaling towards you.
Oh, good.
Go ahead and give me a reflex save.
Alrighty. I got a 12.
Alrighty. You enjoy 13 points of damage as parts of your skin are pulled away into its rotating maw.
I love it. Is it physical damage?
It is.
Okay.
It is piercing damage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It'll move up, coming into your melee range as the creature's mouth begins to twirl and shift. The one fighting Dosh will attempt to bite back out at him with a natural 20.
I am going to roll... to attempt to parry it. I spend a panache point. If I roll higher than him, it blocks it. Post, yeah. It's an attack opportunity. Okay, try this. Roll real good, Dosh. Does my flanking bonus count for this?
I would say it doesn't.
Okay, that's fair. I just was. 30.
If only.
Yeah.
Alrighty. It rolls to confirm. It does not.
It does not confirm, no. Oof. One. Okay.
Roller coaster.
So as it bites into you, it does 8 points of damage, though it does not count as physical for its bite.
Does my meat shield, the shield we got from
Justin? So that takes 8 off of it.
Okay.
All right, Oswald.
I think just keep trying to do what I'm doing. I'll try and keep striking at the one that me and Dosh are both ganged up on.
Okay.
Ooh, that is a 30 to hit.
Absolutely does.
That's way better. Am I getting sneak attack from this?
You are.
Sweet. I think I'm also getting my lesser hidden strike damage as well. So that's new.
And rolling a 19 on dice, is that a crit with a sword?
Oh, hell yeah. It's been so long since that's even happened. I might even get a crit. Let me try and confirm, sir. Thank you for pointing that out. Oh, does a 19 confirm?
No, their armor class is 20, so unless you forgot flanking or...
No, that's in there.
Alrighty.
That's okay. Should be 20 damage against this thing.
Skulls break and shatter, but the creature is still up, though it is severely wounded.
Okay, I don't want one of these things to bite my arm out of existence, so I'm going to... grapple about 30 feet back away from all of these things. So I guess towards the door these things came out of?
as far as you saw, they didn't come out of a door. They seemed to materialize.
That's true. Yeah. So I didn't see that part. So I'm moving away from these monsters in such a way that the monsters are all now between me and my friends.
Okay. So you'll provoke from both?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. The one that was engaged with you and Dosh with a 29.
Woof. Yeah, that hits.
All right. And the other one with a 27.
With mobility, that one misses.
All right. The one bites you for 8 non-typed damage.
Ouch.
Keegan.
Yeah, staying where I'm at, I'm going to shift my aim and hit his creature with 2 shots as well.
Alrighty.
23.
Yeah, with that 23, that will absolutely strike as it blows off multiple of the crystalline skull heads. The creature tumbles onto the ground before starting to break apart and evaporate.
Oh, nice. Then I will take my second shot at the last one for a 12.
Yeah, Stick Hide will block that. Fours.
Was going to move up to flank with Oswald, but that's not happening now. So I'm going to go ahead and charge. Okay. Charge. Do a flying kick. Oh. Ugh. Do I have to roll for a critical fumble?
No.
Okay, cool.
Nope. You slip a bit in the evaporating essence of the one that Dosh was fighting before, stumbling across blood. The grenade-broken ground. Yeah, your kick goes wide. Lucius.
I wish they were conscious or something to try to taunt it, but I'll move closer to get a better shot, and I will attempt to shoot this guy. I got a total of 23.
Yeah, you hit.
Should be 5 damage, right? As a point blank.
Correct.
And that's what I do.
All right, very well. The one in front of Fours will attempt to bite you with a 22.
I dodge.
Oswald.
I'm going to use acrobatics this time to approach so that I can move up to flank with Fours on the ground.
Okay, it doesn't have reach, so as long as you're not moving through.
Oh, good. Then in that case, I don't need to worry about that. I'll just move up. So I guess I'll fire a grappling hook into the ground, like right behind it. So I just zip down behind it and take a swing. 22 to hit.
We'll hit.
Right on. Which means 19 points of damage.
Creature frustrated being struck from behind. Turns to face you, Oswald. Dosh.
I gingerly try to step around the evaporating slug monster through the shrapnel to stand next to my friend Force, golden stick in hand, as I smack this creature. Expertly and defensively. 25. 22.
Yeah, the creature shatters. As this last one dies, the entire maze seems to shake just a bit.
I'm going to try to snap a picture of it before it dissolves fully.
good call.
Okay. I'm going to be waving a gun around looking for things like, Fours, is this normal?
Never seen those guys before.
I better put this thing away. I put my gun away.
Yeah. Careful with those grenades next time, boss.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I knew what I was doing.
How's everybody doing?
I'm bit a couple times.
Okay.
A little scratched up.
Those meat shields are awesome.
Oh, I forgot to turn mine on.
So did I.
I'll just say that I'm saving it for trying not to get flayed.
I mean, it lasts 8 hours.
Yeah, mine's already probably regened all the way by now.
Oh yeah, doesn't it give you back hit points when you turn it on? Does it do
no,
that?
No, it regens itself. Its temporary hit points get regened at 4.
Okay.
Did you see those last time, Fours?
No.
The hands will check in with you, Fours, and we're hearing heavy gunfire. Are you all right?
The threat's cleared. We're okay.
Confirmed.
And I'm going to look over at the clock door.
Uh-huh.
Is the configuration on it the familiar to me? Does any of that come back?
So yeah, entering into the clock room, as you will all step in.
Before stepping in, I was hoping to detect secret doors. I know those things materialize out of probably nothing, but being a little bit liberal with the spell right now.
Yeah, flashing it out here, besides some panels that lead to similar other maintenance sections, there's no secret doors in the halls.
All right.
But yeah, entering into the clockwork room. At the end of it, there's a huge mechanical steam-powered clock. Pipes running from it kind of give a sauna feel to this room. The clock has multiple faces on it that show various times, though right now it does not seem to be moving except for the main face. which seems to be not showing the correct time, but is showing a time. Once it gets to the top of a minute, it does make a train choo-choo sound, but otherwise, this room is quiet.
The incorrect time that it shows, is it almost correct? Is it just 5 minutes slow?
It looks like it's still using you as its base time. So it's 5 minutes slow for when you entered the maze again.
Okay. I'll move up to the door and start fiddling with it. I still don't fully understand how this thing works, so I'm going to, I guess, try and correct the time back to neutral. Start with that.
If you want to go ahead and give me a check to see what information you can pull from the memories of Claire.
Would that be a int check or a wisdom check or something other?
A wisdom check.
All right. 14.
Okay.
And Lucius just got real big.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bit tough. You're not going to get a bonus to this, but you can attempt to try to adjust it.
Yeah. I'll give it a shot. So just a d20 minus one. If I'm thinking of the never mind.
Yeah, just go ahead and give me a d20 roll.
All right. Fiddling with the clock, rolling a four.
Yeah, playing around with it. You're not seeming to be able to figure out how to get this door open.
And I'll look back at everyone else kind of sheepishly. Turn back to the clock door and my face will flush with concentration as I'm trying to meaningfully move gears.
I want to, while he's fiddling with this door, glance at my library book. See if it has, just like the last bit.
The last bit, it seems to be almost unintelligible. The font or maybe the language it's being written in does not seem to be clear to you.
Oh, okay. Oh.
The last part that is clear is we walked into a green room before entering the maze. And then so it the turns whole maze to gibberish.
It's all messed up. Okay.
Huh.
Forge, you said that this Claire person messed with this clock and it's a door?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying...
Does it look familiar to you?
I don't think so. Unless there's like a check I can know from the creative... creativity was ever there, but... I want to touch it. Encounter? I want to appraise the door.
I won't move to stop you.
Okay. Yeah, go and give me your appraise.
Okay. If this is good enough, technically it says I learned all there is to know about the object that I appraise if I roll good enough. I rolled a 14 for a total of 27.
Yeah, you can see that this is a planar door of some sort. It is a gateway to another realm. Looks like it's marked for the hallways. You're able to tell that the different clock faces represent different times that it's keeping track of, though the one that the main face seems to be triggered to something at least somewhat local, though it's about 5 minutes off. You understand there's probably a combination of times that need to be put in to make it possibly open, though you have no idea what those would be through the appraise.
Okay. A combination between all the different faces, or just the main face?
Yeah, through the other faces as well.
Is it important to know what the other faces are on right now? Or is that something that, like, you don't need to tell me if it's not a key?
Yeah, they're just showing other times.
Okay. The only one that seems to be important is the one that's centered and it's 5 minutes off from current time.
Correct.
Or does that mean anything to you, right?
Yeah, I did that the first time around, but I don't remember exactly what I did. I thought I set it back, but it doesn't look like it's doing that.
Okay, I set it 5 minutes forwards, ahead of time. My idea is we get in there in 5 minutes. Try to fast forward it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you can manually move it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do, see if it does anything.
Yeah, there does not seem to be any...
any change?
Yeah, there does not seem to be any effect here that you can visually see.
Looking at each of the other faces, their times, I want to treat this like a padlock where you move the hands based on the order that the other clocks are in. Does that make sense? Like a padlock where you turn it like 11, 14, like I'm moving each one in sequence in order that is shown on the other faces.
Moving them around, they're easy enough to move, but once again, nothing visually in here changes.
Okay.
Could I, as they're kind of looking over the clocks and everything, can I look at them too, throw out a knowledge engineering to see if there's something that's, I know there's some magic involved in this, but...
Yeah, I will explain to you guys that it is a portal, inner door. Everything I learned on my 27.
Yeah,
we kind of knew that because Forrest was saying that, right? This is where what's her face jump through?
Yeah, but there's mechanical components, it looks like, too, so maybe.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fours, when were you attacked by the Time Flayer? In this room or outside this room?
When we opened the door. So yeah, I was in this room.
Okay. I'm going to activate my hard light tower shield.
I'm going to knock on the clock like it's a door.
Yeah, with the 23, Keegan, you can tell that the piping that is all connected up to it is of a very unique design. It's not, what is it? It does not seem to bear any maker's marks or things that would tell you who made this originally.
Okay. Turn on my telebeacon, too.
Turn on my meat shield, too.
When Josh explains what this thing is, I will hear an ominous, creepy voice in my head start saying, "Open the gates." And I will click the volume button on my earbuds up, just one more click, and I will turn on my meat shield.
As I'm fiddling with the gears and the clock hands, I'll say it occurs to me that Claire spent 8 months trying to open this door, and she knew what she was doing.
Do you have a watch on you, Forrest?
Not specifically a watch. I there's the clock on my HCOM.
Yeah, this is. I was wanting to know if your time on your HCOM matches all of ours.
I'll check it.
It matches the main clock face to wherever Dosh last left it.
So his time is different than all of our time, and he's somehow connected to the door.
Man, this is beyond me.
Do you see going through your text messages, Lucius? When was the like trying to figure out if we could figure out the time that Lucius Force was in here last, based on the winning ticket?
Yeah, that's an idea. I wouldn't have it in text messages, but maybe in pictures from when I was taking pictures of the winnings.
Oh yeah, you took a picture of the winning board before he left.
But that would have been exactly when he opened it.
No.
That would have been when he found Claire.
Yeah.
But we have seen a video that Justin showed us of when the Time Flayer attacked
that's Forrest right.
and Claire. So maybe that's we can that. Get a timestamp from that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah, Forrest, go ahead and roll me that d20, but this time use your wisdom as you're trying to pull up that image in your head again. See if they got a good enough picture of the clock during that.
Yeah.
Not rely enough to progress the story.
Yeah, with your 11, you're pretty sure that you know what it was set at, but there's one face that you could not see.
And it wasn't the main face.
Correct.
All right. How many combinations, or how many configurations it's we're looking at a broken clock now?
I mean, if you're looking to brute force it, that means you would set three of the clock faces to the ones you know, and then just spin the other clock face literally through all 12 hours. Yeah. Eventually it'll click.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
This is not Oswald recommending this, by the way. Oswald is not helping.
that's essentially what I was like, I would move the minute hand, pull the handle, move the minute hand, pull the handle.
But yeah, enough choo-choo noises go off before you hear and feel the click. Steam will burst into the room from all around as the pipes kind of release some pressure.
Ooh.
You feel the doors open for us.
I'm going to ready an action, which when I do that, I can ready a move and a standard. So I will ready an action to try to jump in front of anyone who's getting smashed by a giant Time Flayer sword.
Ooh.
I mean, if we're going in, we're going in, right? And I guess I'll take the lead.
As you open the door, you can see a almost endless hallway with doors on both sides that seem to extend into infinite darkness. There's runes around each door, though at a quick glance, they don't seem to say anything that you're aware of. But you can hear the soft padding of feet coming closer. As they're moving, a silhouette starts to take form. You see a creature dressed all in white. It's drawing a crystalline greatsword off of its back. Its face, a plasticky alabaster color with black eyes that seem to reflect no light. It has no mouth or nose or ears. For you would all hear in your heads, "After the damage you've caused, what would ever bring you back to my domain?" And that's where we'll end the session.
I guess lucky. I was about to obliterate him.
Wrecker!
Sit up and play, fool.
Eat shit, loser!
Nice.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe, you know the things. Thank you for your Patreon support as well. The intro and outro were Monolithic, as well as you heard Cathedral and Horror Sting 1 by Nihilor. Sound effects by Pixabay, and I am very close to being the proud owner of a post office bucket hat. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.